If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
It never gets old. It never gets old. It never gets old.
Between Joanne Reed, who was on in hour number one, our new executive producer, Vanessa.
Hello.
It is fierce Black Lady Day here on the Stephanie Miller Show. What?
My goodness.
Yes, finally.
It's good and black up in here.
I got backup every day now, not just Fridays,
yeah.
Right?
Ugh, we got a quorum.
I'm talking about, okay.
This is enough for a riot.
Yes.
It is.
A you know what riot, too.
Angela Louise Shelton.
I'm just saying, Mom.
Okay. Okay, so we have already covered Vanessa is not 12, though she has been pulled over by truant officers. She's 31.
Like they care if a brown child goes to school. You know what I'm saying? Just any reason to pull us over.
I know.
So you told your story because you're roughly 3 inches tall.
Yeah, yes.
You got pulled over.
I was driving Jerry Minor and Horatio Sands around at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago, and they were drunk and in the back seat. And I got pulled over because they thought I was driving I was 8 years old and driving my drunk dads around.
But I like they were
because you have like those old person just the arms on the wheel. That's all they can see.
They couldn't see me. They literally couldn't see me in the car.
She can't see. She revealed to me not that long ago that she actually can't see past the hood of the car.
Yes.
No, not even the hood. I see, can't see past the interior of the car.
I'm like, why are you driving?
Yeah. We're gonna have a lot of between Pick and Francis and
it's
Vanessa
just
from
Barron
Truancy offers. Where that's the only problem we're gonna have. Saved a love letter for you. Speaking of Joanne Reed, who off the hook, New York sexy liberal.
Oh, that was so great.
So awesome.
It was so awesome.
Larry writes, Steph, wow, what a great show in New York City last weekend. First, John, what an incredibly gracious man.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. Was our third sexy liberal. OMG, OMG for Angela, my new best friends. Again, so gracious to all. Seeing them live was just amazing. They are great on the radio, but seeing them do their thing on stage took it to a whole nother level. And they are so cuddly. Now to you, Mama. Thank you so much for being in my life for the last 12 years. I don't call in. I only wrote you once when Chester died, my St. Bernard. And I received a very touching reply from you. Like many of your fans, I've laughed with you, cried with you, mostly laughed through the hard times, blah, 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 blah. Grateful for you and all the smart, funny people you've introduced me to. Only had a brief time Saturday, saw you a brief time Saturday enough to get a picture and whisper in your ear that I love you. That was all I needed. So truly from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all the joy you bring into our lives. Aww. Another happy, sexy liberal customer.
So
Larry.
Much love.
From Cambridge, Massachusetts. That guy.
I know. So much love.
So much good. I mean, if you have not been to a sexy liberal show or you haven't been in a long time, you got to get your behind there.
Right.
You got to go after.
You
to
got
the,
to go.
The group grope. Because love is on.
We did the big announcement this week. Macaroni, the official rapper of the Stephanie Miller
Yay!
Show, will join us and DJ the show November 5th, Saban Theater, Beverly Hills. Jill Sobule.
Woo!
Will join us with her Musicians for America back at the end of the show for the big finale.
Woo!
More surprises to come.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I think about it every day like this.
Is it here yet? And that's our last one. And then we're going to tape it and then it goes into movie theaters all over the country. Monday, November 7th. Get out the vote.
Election.
Oh, because let me tell you something. Y'all got to go vote.
Yeah. Maybe the last.
This is crazy.
Are we going to get to the election or is this going to be like old Geller and we're Mr. Trump? It's time to go in the shed.
I really don't know what we're going to do.
Stephanie, I don't know. I mean, this man is crazy. And let me tell you something. I just told Angela in the car, I need everybody from the GOP on November 9th to, you owe America an apology.
Handwritten. Every one of them. Every American gets an apology. We are so sorry we put you through this.
Yes.
This was all of our fault. And we should all get like some coupons from like IHOP or something.
Right.
And Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond. And not that 20% coupon you get every week.
Yeah.
I want a good coupon.
I want a good
one. We're going to need some pancakes up in this shizzle.
That's what I'm saying.
This has not been funny.
It's just, they've put us through a lot, and it's not even over.
Nope.
I mean, yesterday, this whole week has just been, I'm like watching, I'm crying with the first lady.
that speech was amazing.
Joanne Reed tweeted, if all of us, this is as painful to us as grown women, what do you think of what this is doing to our children? Michelle Obama preaching right now.
Yes.
Joy tweeted, we cannot expose our children to this any longer, not for another minute, not for 4 years. Michelle Obama saying, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
I mean.
She's gonna, if don't make her pull this country over.
That's
she's gonna
right.
do it.
I know.
And that's the way she talked to everybody. She was like that mom when you're like a junior and you're yeah. like about to get, you got into early admissions.
Yep.
And you, but you are not
ready.
Ready.
And you ain't ready.
You ain't doing it right. And she pulls you over and she says, act right. Okay, mm-hmm. you've been out till 11:45 mm-hmm. every night drinking.
I can see your panties.
I can see your panties. That's not America.
Right. That's not right.
That's right.
Act I'm right. seeing your butt cheeks.
No, it's like I just felt like
America. We're seeing your butt cheeks.
This whole really? Week is like reliving every time you've ever been harassed.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I don't think yeah. a lot of men, even like friends of mine, people who are progressive, liberal, really cool men, I see the shock on their faces when they realize we don't even tell you about yes. 99% of the stuff that goes down because it's just too regular.
Did you like his defense that she wasn't hot enough for him to
yeah.
sexually
yeah.
harass?
There okay. were so many moments when I was like,
America,
why?
America, let's review. Rape, sexual assault is not about sex. It's about
no.
power.
No.
Right.
At that moment, I was like, I need to be like the Mockingjay and learn how to use an arrow. Because if I could just use a bow and arrow, I could do this right up.
Hillary Clinton yesterday on the campaign trail.
If I were running against any Republican, I would be working hard and I would be asking for your help. But this is such an election between two very different visions, views, and sets of values. And that's why the stakes are so high, because we know, we've already learned who Donald Trump is. What we have to prove in this election is who we are and what we stand for and what we believe in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are we?
I swear to God, I don't save Black Stack for you. It's just how it works out.
But it's got a name now. It's Black called Black Stack.
That was a really good movie.
That was a great explosion.
Black,
really, really.
This
will
come as a shock to you, but former Miss Teen USA says Donald Trump does not like black people. I know that. She says she was forewarned by the pageant that he doesn't like black people.
Wow.
She's the first black woman to win the title. She was told that Trump only liked a certain type of black.
Yep. Black. Interesting.
She went on to say that he ignored a fellow black contestant and made a vomit face behind her back while she was on stage.
Wow.
Because he is in third grade, and I would believe that. Really, did he do his finger?
Yeah, because I know he's not bulimic.
She said Trump was not inappropriate with her. She's
right.
black.
Right.
But she witnesses predatory behavior with other contestants.
You know, yeah. sometimes racism saves you.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. How much did those people get paid to stand behind Trump with the Blacks for Trump sign?
Lots. First of all, I think they get new blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. clearly these are people under the influence of some kind of drugs to begin with. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're prescribed.
Right.
I can't make this kind of judgment.
Right. It's some kind of Cymbalta.
Yeah,
something.
They do something. They fill them up with some Cymbalta or something.
Right.
And then they must give them a really nice dinner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Same as with the women for Trump?
Yeah.
Particularly the one that has the t-shirt that says, Trump, grab mine.
But, yes.
You know what?
See, with an arrow, just in case he can't find
it. You know what? I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally had it. If y'all don't like it here, I'm going to take a power page from your book. Leave.
Yes.
There are plenty of countries where you have zero rights to your body, women.
Go find your people,
plenty.
Boo.
Go find your people, boo. Yep. Go find them. They are not here.
No.
They go, hey. There's a whole group of people. Boko yes. Haram, they fit in right in with your views.
Yep.
You need to go find them. Join up.
Vanessa, this is the great thing about Hour 3 on Fridays. It's just like T-ball.
We are so... we did yesterday was watch news and wait for the next Trump surrogate
yeah.
to come out and try to justify
yeah.
looking at a 10-year-old and thinking about dating them.
Right.
Like, that's all we did.
No. You know what? I don't agree with the language, but, I mean, come on. Everybody says it.
Come on.
Is this... Really? I think I've lost a few pounds because was this your week? It was just every news story was like.
It was horrifying.
Right.
Yeah.
From the debate on, I was like, are you kidding me?
I know.
I don't even want to sleep because I was like, is that what turns it on to evil?
Oh, speaking of the Trump surrogates, Katrina Pearson said she blamed, of course, hip hop music.
Yes, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. The rape culture is supported by none other than the entertainment industry, none other than hip hop music that you can hear on local radio.
Yeah, the rappers.
It's the rappers that made Donald Trump.
Beyonce, they made the biggest mistake you could make.
Yes.
Oh, they've angered the Beyoncé.
Yes.
When they try to suggest the Queen Bey.
Beehive.
The Beehive is going
right.
The Beehive is going to come out on November 8th.
Buzz.
Black Twitter was like, zoom.
Yes.
Are you do not go after Beyonce. Queen Bey?
No.
Are you for real?
No.
Are you for real?
And And here's the thing.
Trying to make something out of a lyric, out of going to Red Lobster. You go malign Red Lobster and Beyonce?
No. Cheese and biscuits never hurt nobody.
They never did a thing to you.
You leave the
they
never biscuits did. On the pretty table.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That is not American.
No.
I don't know where these people are from, but it's just like every time they even try to address an issue, they make it worse. Mm. It's like, it's not even like they have shovels. It's like they have bulldozers and they're standing in their own grave and they just keep digging.
Right.
because rap music made a 59-year-old man. Kirk, yeah. Do say that.
Yeah. But wait, there's more, Francis.
You know how much rap he listens to, Trump.
Yes. New York Republican plans to offer Kool-Aid and watermelon at a Harlem event.
What? No.
I believe he might be black, too. He's a Republican. Yeah,
a Republican candidate for New York State Senate plans to offer voters fried chicken, Kool-Aid, and watermelon at a campaign event in a primarily black community in Harlem. Mm-hmm. Residents of the district said his plan was racist and more than an insult.
Really? I need Luke Cage to come out.
It's so subtle.
And beat their behinds.
I seriously can't. I mean, at this point, I think this election has rendered black people speechless, which is hard to do. But now all I see is groups of black people standing around going, with their arms crushed, just going, yeah, we're going to have to go crazy.
Yeah.
I thought I'd put away my riot gear, but guess what?
Going to dust that off.
Dust that off.
Dust it off.
Get the pitchfork.
Yes.
Go ahead, Shanika, get the pitchfork.
I got it.